For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters continue making progress against the destructive and deadly wildfires in California. As containment grows in the Camp Fire in Northern California, so does the death toll. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says 8 more human remains were found in the aftermath.
That brings the total number of human remains located and collected at this point to 71.
There are 1,011 people still missing. The fire is now at 146,000 acres and is 50% contained. More than 12,000 structures are destroyed, and 9,700 of them are homes. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is holding at just over 98,000 acres and is now 80% contained. 3 people died in that fire, which is burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A congresswoman is comparing Nancy Pelosi to a losing football team. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fett says she believes Nancy Pelosi is a good leader, but as a Cleveland Browns fan, she also sees that change can't be good.
The Browns have the same team today that they had 3 weeks ago. We changed coaches, and they started to win. Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision.
House Leader Pelosi wants to return to the role of Speaker, but Fudge and 16 others signed a letter saying they would not vote for Pelosi in January.
The White House has been working for days on written responses to questions posed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The President's legal team says they expect to deliver those written answers to Mueller and his team sometime early next week. At that time, Special Counsel Robert Mueller will decide whether he wants a second round of written questions or press for an in-person interview with the president. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
People on Capitol Hill are talking about working together. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
As Congress and Senate approach this lame duck session before the new members of the House and Senate take over, what can we expect to be accomplished? Well, Senator Joni Ernst, she's from Iowa, she joined Fox News and says, look, we need to work together because that's what we were elected to do.
Well, we can work together. I know that for certain. We've done a number of very large bipartisan bills that have passed and been signed into law by President Trump. Now, it will need to be a concerted effort to make sure that we are working with the House as it switches to a Democratic majority. There is a lot that we can get done, and I do hope the Democrats over there, instead of stalling and trying to divide America, that they will decide they need to work with the Republican-held Senate.
There's a new abortion bill in Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The State House in Ohio signing off on the bill that's now been sent to that state's Senate. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill approved on Thursday bars abortion, according to proponents, after a fetal heartbeat's detected, but Democrats argued against it, saying many women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. There are no exceptions in the bill for rape or incest. Doctors violating the measure could face up to a year in prison. And again, it still needs state Senate approval.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.